Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Dealing with congestion, cough, sore throat, and a runny nose? Chances are you've got a sinus infection, a common, if unpleasant, ailment. For many of us, this means making a call to the doctor to get a prescription for antibiotics, the treatment of choice for battling infections. But here's a startling fact. You might be better off skipping the meds altogether. New research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows that the common antibiotic amoxicillin is no better than a placebo in treating the symptoms of sinus infection. Taking an antibiotic also didn't reduce the number of days patients miss from work or improve patient satisfaction. Why is this? For starters, most sinus infections are caused by viruses, not bacteria, so antibiotics won't make a difference. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, even bacterial sinus infections don't really need antibiotics. In most cases, the infection will go away on its own within 2 weeks. For the study, 166 participants with moderate to severe sinus infections were divided into two groups. Half took amoxicillin 3 times a day, while the other half took a placebo on the same schedule. All were given over-the-counter cold medications to relieve symptoms as needed. By day 3, 1/3 of all the participants from both groups reported feeling better. By day 10, 80% of their symptoms had lessened. Doctors have long suspected that antibiotics are ineffective when it comes to sinus infections, but many physicians have continued to prescribe them because patients expect it. The researchers hope this new study will encourage doctors to tell their patients to take it easy and grab the tissues instead of a prescription the next time a sinus infection hits. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by the University of Florida Health Science Center, its teaching hospital affiliate, Chance Healthcare, and WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.